and Romulan contact team,
Alex Collier.
Webinar 19. As is the custom, the current stat, further depth on previous teachings, some new domains of knowing. There'll be a question and answer session at the end.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see you again. Sorry for the delay. Technical capabilities and time zones and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you all for being here. We have a lot to talk about. I've been going through a lot of emails as I've had some time, and there are some things we're going to address today, as well as some current information that we need to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning to go through soft disclosure. As you are probably aware, more and more information is coming out, including some of that from space shuttle missions, astronauts, quotes, et cetera, more UFO sightings, the NASA link to the International Space Station is still shutting down, but it's usually being allowed to stay up longer than usual. This is all part of a very soft disclosure, and there are other people talking about this as well. So I want you to be aware of the fact that it is, in fact, happening, because they have to tell us what's going on, because there is so much going on in our solar system that they simply cannot not tell us anything. So let's see, what's the best thing? If you are following in any way, shape, or form the elections here in the United States or the WikiLeaks leaks, then you are fully aware of the New World Order. You are seeing it. It's all in our face. And the criminality and the corruption inside of our government is actually taking many of us who have been talking about this for years quite by surprise, in the sense that we always knew it was there, but the depth and the institutionalization of that corruption, they've done pretty well at hiding until now. Now it's out there and everybody can see it and read about it, and we have names to the faces and faces to the names, and we have emails and correspondence, bank routing numbers. We have just an amazing, stunning amount of information. And as I have said in previous times here, in the webinars, you know, my dad used to say we have the finest government money can buy. Dad, you were right. You were right, because there it is. It's just all over. Here in the United States, we have talk show hosts being taken off the air. And I'm being told by some very, very good friends who were former DOD who have been following the information that they're going to start going after anybody fringe. And that is essentially almost all of the alternative media. They're going to start going after that. So you need to be aware that this is going to be coming. The next 2.5 weeks, it'll be fascinating to see what happens here as to who actually wins the election fairly. And as you can see, especially if you're here in the United States and you are paying attention, all the stops are being pulled out to make sure that the Mr. Trump does not win. I've received several emails, why haven't I said anything about the election? Well, for me personally, as an independent, I'm not happy with either candidate. You know, you have the crook, and then you have the sometimes asshole. That's pretty much how I see this. I don't know. I just don't know. It's not looking too good either way, frankly. But, I mean, we cannot allow the corruption to continue. That's obvious. Because it's not only harming, it's not only harming the image of the United States, which was probably the goal, but it's really hurting the American people. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, the people created the states, okay? The people created the colonies. The colonies became states. The states then got together and created a federal government. Okay, it is not where the federal government is now God and it rules over the states and the people. That is not how it was ever meant to be set up. And I can assure you the founding fathers are flipping over in their graves at what it's become. And it has become this for several reasons. A democracy, a constitutional republic, is advanced citizenship. Okay? If you're going to pass laws and you're going to have individual liberties, then those individual laws and those liberties and that constitution has to apply to everyone in the country. It can't be selective. And in saying that, you know, if you're going to root for a candidate who says everything you absolutely despise, and then you're going to deny the other candidate who's a crook and a thief to not say what they need to say, or you can flip it around where the crook can say whatever the hell they want, and the non-politician who's pretty much being on the mark with a lot of stuff is not allowed to say things, then you don't have a democracy. Then you don't have a constitutional liberties, and you don't have a Bill of Rights. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you have to pick one or the other. All right? And if it's you want your liberties, if you want the freedom of speech, you want the freedom to bear guns, weapons, you want genuine justice, you want freedom of the press, freedom of religion, if you want all of those things, you're going to have to defend your rights. End of story. And we haven't been doing it. We have allowed the government, for whatever reasons, false flags, etc., those excuses don't even matter. We have allowed our government to take control and systematically chip away at all those rights to the point now where it has absolute disdain for the American people. Okay, we have a government that claims to love America, but clearly by its actions hates Americans. It will do more for illegal immigrants coming into this country than it will do for Americans. That's unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And it should never, ever be allowed. And I don't understand why we have allowed it to get to this point. The minute we abdicated management of our state governments and our federal government, it was taken over by lobbyists. And that's what we have. We have money now buying the government. And if you've paid attention to world history, what you end up with when corporate money takes over, you end up with fascism. That's what it is. Do you want fascism? Because if we don't make a change, if we don't do something now, I don't know that we're going to be able to turn this thing around. And for us, those of us who are Americans who are used to these kind of freedoms and liberties, ladies and gentlemen, if we lose them, there's nowhere for us to go. There really isn't. So, again, what do you want? We cannot ever take anything for granted. Okay, that is why it's so important to be in the moment. And to understand history, because history shows us lessons of where our ancestors made mistakes and things happened. And if we paid attention to that and we weren't so distracted with cell phones and video games and all this other crap, if we just focused on protecting freedom, valuing freedom, and to holding our elected officials and even our non-elected officials, if we held them responsible for holding their oath of office, for not letting them slide on anything, to continue to focus on serving the people in which the trust has been given to them. Ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't have a government if it weren't for the people of the United States. We are the legs they stand on. And that demands respect. And we don't have that. It's clearly obvious if you're reading the WikiLeaks emails. They don't have respect for anybody. It's all a game of power for them. It's a Game of Thrones, just like the TV show that. Okay, it's a Game of Thrones. That's what we're witnessing, but real life. Problem is, you know, when the shooting's over with and the director says wrap, those people go home. We don't. We have to live with the consequences of what is happening here. And I love America. We're a young nation. We've made plenty of mistakes. We will probably make more. We don't have a 1,000-year history. But one thing we absolutely cannot tolerate is corruption. We just simply can't allow it to occur, to be institutionalized, to even breathe at all. It just simply can't be allowed, ladies and gentlemen. And this brings me to the next point. It isn't just here in the United States. This kind of corruption is going on all over the planet in many, many governments. In the United Nations, the IMF, the BIS, Bank of International Settlements, the World Bank. There is collusion going on all over the world. The banks, the international banking systems. Okay, we know. And if you've done any research and you have an IQ above room temperature, you already know what I'm talking about. Now, where did all this come from? Corruption's been around for a while. There have always been bad people. There have always been bad kings, bad monarchies, bad emperors, people, men and women, who have sought power and would do anything to have it. Now, it didn't originate, this mindset, this paradigm, didn't originate on Earth, okay? This paradigm came to Earth in the form of extraterrestrials, which is why we have stressed over and over again that no matter what their technology is, no matter what their age, none of them are gods. They make mistakes. They have made mistakes. Their cultures are completely different. Their perspectives are completely different. They're completely different between two tribes of the same race, such as the Anunnaki. You have the Anu side, the Enlil side, and you have the Enki side. They have very different ideas on how things should be run and the treatment of lower classes of people. And I use those words specifically. And they did. That's been documented for the most part in the Sumerian texts and the Babylonian texts, and even carries on to the Chaldeans. There is a lot of information out there for you if you're interested in knowing. That did sort of set the stage for how people are treated and viewed here. But it goes all the way back to Lemuria, folks. In Lemuria, one of the first true root civilizations, extraterrestrial root civilizations on our planet that involved Homo sapiens sapiens that were indigenous to the planet. There were three languages. There was the royal language, which the royals only spoke. There was the priesthood language, or that's what it was called. It was called the language of the priests, who were basically the managers, the world, the government of the people. Their job was to manage the people and basically do all the work. Few of them would learn the language of the royals. The royals would talk to them. Information would then filter down, and the language of the priests was then disseminated to the lower class of people, the single class of people. Now, in the time of Lemuria, that language was the Tamil language of ancient India. That was the primary root language of the people on planet Earth, which is why it's the oldest on the planet. But none of those who spoke Tamil ever spoke to royalty because they didn't know the language. The royals were not interested in any way, shape, or form of learning the Tamil language. They didn't care. The whole point of separation was to establish a class system. That hasn't changed for the most part. And we see that today. We see that today with the legal system, with some of our spiritual Catholicisms on the planet. And then we have the masses. It's fascinating to just see history sort of repeat itself. And when we look at our governments and how, and I'm putting them all together here. When we look at them and we look at their decisions to not protect their citizens, to basically open their borders and allow the character of their nation or any nation to completely change, and the mistreatment of its actual citizens in favor of others who are absolutely unknowns, it is not, you have to ask yourself, you know, why is this happening? Why can't there be the ability to help immigrants who clearly want to better their lives for the most part, most of them anyway, to come into nations that are more stable, more prosperous, safer, cleaner environment, etc. You know, why can't that be done, but at the same time protecting the nationality or the heritage of a specific nation? Well, that's because the rulers of this planet, the aliens, the regressive group, that's not what they want. They want to reestablish the class system, a single class for everybody, the language of the priesthoods, modern-day politicians, and then the royals, okay? That's basically what it is, because that's the structure they know. That's the structure that gives them the feeling that they are safe and they have absolute control. And they're going back to that. And it's coming. It's coming. This is what your new world order is. This isn't just human beings wanting to enslave everybody else. No, 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 no. Okay, there is a hierarchy here. And at the very top of that hierarchy are those who are not us. Understand that. Please, you have to understand that so that you have proper perspective. This group, this alien group, we can't deal with. Okay, we're simply not. They're a league apart. They're always several steps ahead of us. They know how to control. They know how to manipulate. They know how to create holographs of thinking that will lead us to specific places, basically boxing ourselves in and creating a situation where we will enslave ourselves. They're very good at this. They have been doing this for thousands and thousands of years, and so have their forefathers. Okay? We're getting help with that. The benevolence, God, there's so much to share with you today. They're coming. They are absolutely coming, which is why you're seeing this full court press. Okay, this window is getting very, very narrow. And not only the priests, the ruling elite, political elite of the planet, and in that is the International Banking Consortium, but the regressive aliens, they're really starting to feel the pressure, folks. They really, really are. And this is a really, really good thing. Because they have become so detached from humanity that we have to do something. We have to do something. And as I have said all along since the early 90s, we're going to get help with the ETs, but the governments are our responsibility. Because we created these governments. And one of the things about being free is that you have to take responsibility for your actions. Well, we're going to be given our freedom here, at least from the ETs. As far as the governments of the world, they're essentially going to be neutered here. They're going to be neutered. Not essentially, they're going to be neutered. But it is up for us, the citizenry of the planet, to decide what it is that you want. How is it that you want to live? And it won't matter whether you're in the United States, the Soviet Union, South Africa, Venezuela, Brazil, China, it isn't going to matter. You, the people, we, the people, you have to decide how you want to live. Do you want freedom? And are you willing to be responsible for that freedom? The freedom to choose, the freedom to move, the freedom to educate yourself in any way that you want, to do whatever it is that you want to do with the intention that it never harms someone else, that you do everything that you can to make yourself better, to educate yourself, to spiritually evolve, to make yourself physically as healthy as you can. Is that how you want to live? Is that how you want to parent your children, your offspring, future generations? Is that what we want as a society? Is that what we want as a planetary society? These are things we all need to be talking about right now. And I mean right now. Because everything's coming undone. And it's all been planned to come undone because it's wicked and it's corrupt and it needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Because if we don't, they will eliminate 2/3 of the world's population. They will, to protect themselves. We cannot ever allow this to happen. We just can't do it. Okay? So we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Love. We all have to love. And even if you don't want to show it, intend it. Okay? Intend it. Push that love out anywhere you want, to the Republicans, to the Democrats, to the socialists, to the communists, to the Hindus, to the Muslims, to the Christians, to the Jews, to the agnostics, to the heretics. Whatever you do, it has to be about love. We have got to hold the frequency of love on this planet. Because as everything is becoming undone, the way we're used to living, this little box that we've all been living in called survival, as that box begins to open and unravel, and we clearly begin to see what our life has been, how controlled and manipulated it's been, things are going to become undone. And that is not only economically, but spiritually, yourself, the way you view yourself, your own personal perspective, the way you see other people, all of you are going to be forced into a position where you have to question everything. You're going to have to question everything, and you're probably going to question everything. love. You have to ground yourself in love. Because if you can truly hold that love of self, love of Creator, love of God, whatever words you use for the all that is, whatever words you use for that, whatever connection you have to that source, you are going to have to ground yourself in that. And it is from there, that small, still voice inside of you, that you're going to get your answers. Because everybody else out there is going to be sort of wigging out, okay? They're going to want answers too. And we have been so conditioned to be outside of ourselves. Turn on the news, listen to the radio, talk show hosts, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all in the same boat we are. We are all in this boat together, okay? It's just what it is. And money isn't going to matter, okay? Money isn't going to matter. Power isn't going to matter. When everything comes undone, the money's not going to matter. The power's not going to matter. It really isn't. What's going to matter is how you react to it. How do you react to everything coming undone? Because what we've been living in is a holograph that's negative field. It has been negative field for a long time. It got positive for a while, but unfortunately when the Nazis hooked up with the Aldebarans and the reptilians, and then the Greys came in, or allowed to come in, and then the United States government signed a treaty with the Orion Group, we were right back in negative field. And it locked down at that time. But nobody really knew it, okay? Because the transition to where they have us right now has been very, very slow and very, very gradual, and it's been very, very subtle. It's been very, very subtle where you have, just take the United States. You know, we did a lot of really good things. We made a lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes. Slavery, horrible mistake. The Civil War, horrible mistake. The treatment of the Native Americans, horrible. Absolutely despicable. Slavery, despicable. We learned some lessons. Then we get involved in world wars where our intention was to do the right thing. And those that participated in that absolutely deserve kudos because we acted like men and we did the right thing. We stepped up and we helped those who couldn't help themselves. Now, America has swung from that field to what it is today. And it's an empire that has become a parasite of the rest of the planet for profit, for control, and for power. And ladies and gentlemen, that is not what we were about. And that is not what most Americans are about either. That is not where we go. But that's what it's become. We have built technology, weapons of mass destruction, and armaments. We have a space fleet, which few of us know anything about, where the advanced technology is 1,000 years ahead of what we see in movies. Okay? And we know nothing about it because it's being used for another purpose. It is not being used for the benefit of humanity. This is not okay. This is just not okay. And I hope I'm doing my best to explain all this. The point that I'm trying to bring up here is for those of you who go to all the webinars, who read everything, you're basically information junkies. You gather all this data for yourself because you want to know. And that's honorable and that's more than commendable. But now it is time to do something with that information. whether you agree with Collier or not, it is still time for you to do something. And what I'm saying is here, it is time for you to step out of the shadows and to start talking about what it is that you know, if you're not doing it. This has to be a group effort, okay? And we need to get everyone ahead of history here because it's repeating itself. We need to give everyone as much information as possible so they have just a clue as to what's going on this planet. Because as the rats are being cornered, as the International Banking Consortium and the corrupt governments and the regressive alien groups are being cornered, and they are, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to feel that this is happening. I can't imagine that you don't, but as they're getting more and more cornered, they're going to get more and more crazy, more and more desperate to swing this loss of power, this swing of the focus being on them. They're going to do everything in their power to try to lash back at humanity and turn all of this back on us, because this is what they've always done, and this is how they get away with this shit, because they are successful in doing this. The focus has to be on the fact that they have failed, that they have become pirates, and that many have joined the pirates for power, for safety, for security, which is a joke because you can never trust a pirate, ever. They will turn on you eventually. They always do, especially when it comes down to their asses being saved. They will turn on everyone. And that's pretty much what's happening. You know, the focus is now on the pirates, which is what I said in 2010 at the Awake Aware conference. We need to sink the boat. We need to sink all the pirate boats. We need to take control of the oceans. And it starts here, and it starts here, holding the vibration of love. Okay. Let's see. Another thing that's really important that I want to bring to your attention is this. Our solar system is crossing the galactic plane. It's a very large plasmic field. Years it'll take to pass through this field. Once we cross the plane, the southern half of our galaxy holds the feminine principle. Okay? The holograph, the universe that we live in, has a duality. First, second, third, fourth, fifth density, they hold the duality, male, female, positive, negative. The negative field, the masculine field, which is what we're leaving now. The feminine field, the feminine principle, is what we're entering into. Now that you know that, I want you to be aware and start looking at, well, what's going on here at the world? We have the religions, a particular religion, which is very, very hostile to the feminine principle, is actually being forced down everyone's throat. Now, you have to ask yourself, now that you have this other piece of information, well, yeah, because this religion, this world religion, that's being forced on every country to take in these immigrants, that have jihads, etc. This is not a religion that treats the feminine principle justly. It just doesn't. It's suppressive. It's wicked. It's harmful. It doesn't allow for true expression of the feminine principle. It's dominated by the male principle. That's just not going to work. And there, again, this is all being done on purpose to suppress the Freemanian principle, because it is far more balanced, it is far more fair, it is far more loving, it is far more compassionate, and they would, the powers that be, the regressive aliens, would do anything to suppress that frequency, because they can't deal with that. They don't exist in that frequency. So they have to do everything they can to make sure that that frequency gets suppressed. Ladies, don't let it happen. Don't let it happen at all, ever. Don't put up with this shit, okay? We need your feminine principle. We need your input. We need your compassion, your balance. We just have to have it. It's the only way. It's the only way to make sure that the human race continues on this planet. It's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. And there are an equal amount of female benevolent extraterrestrials here as there are males. I know most of the time we hear about the males. Well, there are, the women are working behind the scenes, as they always have, and always more than likely will. But I want you to know, ladies, that, the feminine principle is strong. Okay, you have to honor it, you have to empower it, you have to choose it, you have to embrace it, because it's who and what you are, and we need that strength from you. The male principle needs that strength, especially as things come undone. Because, you know, in the world, when things come undone, and the guy goes home and is like, oh my God, things are terrible, there's the feminine principle. Baby, things will be okay. It'll work out. Things will turn out for the best. Okay? We need that from you now. You, all of humanity needs that from you. Okay? Many of the plans to depopulate the earth had to do with eliminating most most of humanity, because a very specific DNA lineage is what they were looking for. They were looking for one of the oldest. And for the most part, it's the red race. Because they can manipulate that, they can change it, and they believe through transhumanism, they can make those specific bloodlines more ET than we are, than human. And the whole purpose of doing this was, there are some very, very old reptilian races on the planet who are at the end of their physicalities. And what they wanted to do, what they're hoping to do, is to be able to transfer the soul from those old ancient bodies into these new human-like ET alien bodies. This is never going to be allowed. This is not going to be allowed. But that's what's behind all this. This isn't about making everybody a god. That is not their intention whatsoever. Okay, it's all smoke. It's all to focus your attention on, yes, we can do this. We can be different. We're not good the way we are. We're inept, we're this, we're sinful, we're you know, we're this and that and that, 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 that. Ladies and gentlemen, the beings that want this, they're jealous of us. They're jealous of our physicality. They're jealous of our emotional capacity to create, to feel, to love. They don't have any of this inside of themselves. None of it. They want what we have. You know, and one of the things that they do is they turn it all back on you and say, you're not good enough. But if you let us do this, this, and this to you and change your physicality, your DNA structure, then maybe you'll be better, you'll be okay. Okay? Well, that isn't for everybody. They have their bloodlines, and they're few, and that's it, which is why they talk about eliminating the rest. It has nothing to do with climate control. It has nothing to do with the world being overpopulated. It has nothing to do with that. It just does not. That's all bullshit. Bravo Sierra, excuse me. That is all Bravo Sierra. Okay, it is all about getting us to surrender our free will as independent beings, spiritual beings, to trick us into surrendering our sovereignty. It's important that I bring this to you because we're in it. I mean, it has begun. The undoing has begun. Here, just in the last 2 weeks, it has really kicked into gear, and it's only going to gain some steam here. And I want you to be prepared. I need you to know what's going on and how to view this, okay? We surrendered our holograph that we lived in, that we were creating, has been surrendered to this higher agenda that belongs to a regressive group. Okay, I don't want to beat that to death, but I want to say it in as many different ways as I can so that everybody sort of gets this. And if you're new on this, you're going to have to do some research. And I wouldn't suggest just me. There are many other people out there who are doing great work, who have been in this field, exopolitics, for years and years and years, okay? Historical exopolitics. It's stunning. It's absolutely stunning how much is there. Okay, so I covered that. The benevolent groups have control of our solar system just inside the asteroid belt. Now, they're allowing our satellites to go through because they're not weaponized, but that's what it is. The containment of the regressive groups, including our space fleet, for the most part, and I can't say any more than that, for the most part, is being done on purpose. And it is to contain this, is to contain everybody's movement so that this no longer spreads, this negative field, this regressive group that was weaponizing any Tom, Dick, and Harry alien race that was out there in order to create havoc, to create more of a negative field. How do I put this? A very good example would be this. The regressive group was here, that was here, created a space fleet, trained them to do something which they thought was going to be beneficial for everyone. Then after it was done, they slapped down controls on our space fleet. They then told them, this is what it's really for. You will do this or you will die, and all of your family and lineage and bloodlines on the planet will die as well. That's what was going on. And that is, in fact, what happened. Then what happened was, through other rogue alien groups, they went to moons in our solar system. They set them up, and they started building weapons, which were being sold to other groups to do harm, to create havoc. So what we had going on there was a space ISIS, which was very similar to the ISIS here on the planet. Okay? That's what was going on. And there are many people talking about this. You might want to start with exopolitics. You might want to start with exopolitics. And the exopolitics group in Hawaii. You might want to start researching all of that. There's tons of information there. Now, our solar system has been around for a while. And it was along a trade route for groups coming into the solar system, into our galaxy, and groups leaving our galaxy. Now, there has been trade going on forever, okay, since spaceflight. In the very old days, the ancient days, where time doesn't matter, the original spaceships were hollowed out asteroids and or moons. And many of them are still around. Many of them are still around. For example, Saturn has 62 moons. 21 of those are artificial. Jupiter has 67 moons. 27 of those are artificial. Neptune has 14 moons. 5 of those are artificial. Now, what I mean by artificial, and of course there's our moon, which is artificial. Now, what I mean by artificial is that they had propulsion systems and they could move on their own. They didn't necessarily need gravity. And they were used as tankers, carriers, like an 18-wheel truck. They would bring product, whether it's raw materials or whatever it was, they would take it to a point, let's say, in the galaxy to where our solar system is. Then they would offload their product, their minerals, whatever it was, to another starship, and that starship would take it to their galaxy. This was called trade. This has been going on forever. As technology got better, as there was more comparison between extraterrestrial races and more knowledge was shared, space travel became more efficient, more sleeker. They learned to build starships that were bigger on the inside than they are on the outside. There were all kinds of things that were being done. So naturally what they did was, at some point, was they just discarded the old stuff, just like we do with our old satellites up in space. We just leave them up there, okay? Once they've outlived their usefulness, we just leave them up there, which is why it looks like a junkyard in our atmosphere. Well, this is no different with the moons. Well, the moons on the outside of the asteroid belt are being retrofitted as we speak by the benevolence. Many of these moons have been fired up. In other words, the propulsion systems have been repaired, they have been reactivated, and they are being turned on. Now, NASA knows this. They see heat signatures coming from moons, and they can't explain it. But that's what's going on. And they see the starships. You know, the Vatican's been very open about talking about how they're watching for Nibiru, but all the motherships and UFOs get in the way. They've been very open about talking about this. Okay? That's what's happening. And the purpose for this, I want you to know, is that at some point they're going to bring these moons close to the Earth, and they're going to be using them, along with starships, as a shield, a net, so that as Nibiru comes up and across the top of us, they're going to do everything they can to create a barrier so that the gravitational effects of this planetary system, Nibiru star system, passes over us. It doesn't cause an extinction level event. Okay? So I'm just letting you know, there is an awful lot going on. These things are being fired up as we speak. And it's really cool, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that's some of the coolest shit. Imagine, you know, after this is all over, you know, maybe we can get some rides in some of these moons and tour our solar system. I mean, could it be any cooler than that? I mean, I think that would be awesome. Imagine the education. I mean, you talk about a school class trip, you know, hey guys, here we are. You know, let us build this dome on the surface and we're going to take you through your solar system. And we're going to teach you the real history of your planets and yada, yada, yada. I mean, hey, that is stunning. In 1993, at a lecture in Santa Monica, California, when I was just starting to do this, and I didn't have any sense whatsoever, I let it be known that according to the A's, there were over 2 trillion galaxies in our known Vidya, our holograph, which we call our universe. It's interesting, 2 weeks ago, NASA said that they now estimate we have about 2 trillion. What we can see is at least 2 trillion galaxies. Just wanted it to be known, you know, that I'm aware of that. Okay, and that I did say it, because I catch a lot of crap. I have no new specific information regarding Nibiru other than what I've shared with you today. Other than what I've shared with you already, the timetable that I've been given, the timeline is December 16th of this year to December 16th of 2017. That's all I have. And I'm guessing that that timeline is based on the fact that it is moving. It is moving at a steady pace now. If it were to stop, then obviously we would have more time again. I don't know. I share with you what I know. And that's what I have at the moment, okay? Let me see. I want to make sure that I don't forget anything before we get to some questions here. Oh, the Tamil language, for the record. The Tamil language comes from Epsilon Butes, by the way, because I have gotten many emails in the past regarding the Tamil language. Epsilon Butes, okay? In 2003, February of 2003, on my father's birthday, I had an experience with what I call an angel. Now, those people who are close to me know about this. My immediate family know about this. This is the first time I'm telling this story publicly. And I had just lost my family, and I was in a horrible place, absolutely horrible place. I wanted to leave. I didn't give a damn about aliens. I didn't give a damn about the A's. I didn't care about anything. I wanted to leave. And one particular night, which I think was the worst night, I was in bed, and I was ready to leave. And at some point, I fell asleep. The next thing I know is that there's someone standing at the foot of my bed, and it was a woman. And I didn't see the wings at first. I just saw the woman. And the next thing that I know is that I am in her arms above the ceiling of my bedroom. And I am looking down at my body in bed. And she is holding me. And all she said to me was, "How do you feel?" And I just said, "I feel safe." And she said, "Look down at you." And I looked down at myself on the bed. And all I did was start to cry, because I could see all the hurt. I could see all the pain. And then she reminded me, but that is not who you are. This is who you are. The part of me that she was holding. I didn't, at that moment, I didn't feel any of that. And she reminded me that I'm the soul. Okay, that I'm the soul. And that's the body. And that it's important to remember the difference between the soul and the body. The soul animates the body. It is not the other way around. And it's easy to get lost in that. I also remember saying to her, "I didn't think you existed." And she already knew what I said, what I had said previous. And she said, "Well, they don't see us." And I asked her why. She goes, "Because we will it. We will that they don't see us." And later I was able to find out that most of the ETs, regardless of their dimensional level, don't see this group. And I shared this experience when it was over with Morinay. They took a new picture of me. They went back and they took this event out. And it has taken all this time to finally have him get back to me, which he did. And in their opinion, and the opinion of other groups in upper dimensions, this angel, all angels exist in a realm that is above all physicality in this universe, and that they are in fact real. My event, my moment, has been shared with many different races and multiple dimensions. I had no intention of that. That wasn't what it was about. But I had been told that angels weren't real. And now they are. And now they are. And now I understand why. I bring this to your attention because, ladies and gentlemen, you have angels. We all have angels. We all have angels on our side. We have angels on our side here, helping us with what's going down on Earth. Because many people are having those experiences. And in the very beginning when I talked about this, I shared the information I was given. That information turned out not to be accurate. And I am sharing that information. I am correcting that information now. Angels are real. Whatever they are, whoever they are, they do in fact exist. And apparently they do step in when they're most needed. Wow. A lot of amazing stuff. Hold the vibration of love. And if you don't want to express it, intend it. Okay? I wanted to read something really quick. And this is from Visayas. Your physical bodies and matter are the embodiment of ideas or belief systems. Our universe consists of ideas and thought systems condensed and turned towards itself to create and originate spirit and energy. You of Earth have evolved only in terms of technical and material sciences. Your spiritual evolution, for the most part, has been suppressed by a group of extraterrestrials. That's it. It's short and sweet. JP, anytime you want to start pushing some buttons, I think we should maybe go to some questions. Folks, I'm sorry we started late. We had technical issues. Typically, James sends me the link for me to sign on to this, but for some reason, none of his emails have reached me here in the States. Go figure.
There has been a major outage in the States today. Many people have not been able to access their PayPal. They weren't able to book for this webinar. They couldn't get hold of this is just off the top of my head. I'm seeing loads of complaints on Facebook, and they couldn't get hold of SoundCloud. It's all right from our end, you know, from James and I. We're completely connected to it. But it's like certain ISPs are not able to get through to certain sites. So somebody was saying SimonParks.org was not working, PayPal wasn't working, but Facebook was. You know, so there's a massive cyber attack going on right now. That's from what I can understand. So, you know, we're in the middle of it, Alex. And I just want to say that was that little vignette about the angels. It went viral on the Galactic Network, and I'm pretty sure that it's going to go viral on the internet. If that's all right, you know what, to like clip it out and
give. We need to enlist their services. We really do. The more, the merrier, you know. And I'm all for it. And, you know, I'm glad I've been able to set that straight.
So am I.
It was a profound experience for me. I have not been the same since. So.
You know, if we could hold that moment when she held you, when she first initially held you, that moment is the energy of that. If we could spread that out and juice it and give everybody a drop of it, because that's the stuff, isn't it? That's the pure connection. That's the juice.
That's the juice.
Oh, I'll tell you, I'm all welled up, Alex. Really, honestly, it was very, very, very touching. Right. So, questions, Alex. This is from Sabina. How to create the freedom with few of us if 90% of the population is completely unaware of everything you are talking about?
Well, I don't believe that 90% are completely unaware. And I think a lot more people in the back of their minds, they know, they're questioning, they're seeing. It could be that they're very secretly looking into these things and thinking about it. They just haven't had the courage to step forward because they themselves have poo-pooed a lot of this for so long that in order to genuinely look at this and say, wow, maybe there really is something to this, it would cause them to rethink their entire life, their home, their entire perspective of how they look at life. And I think a lot of people are being forced into that space. They're being forced out of the little box they have, because the box is coming undone. The hierarchy, governmental structure, religious structure of this planet is dissolving rapidly, and everyone has to look at themselves and what they think and what they feel and what they really believe in. And we just need to be there so that if someone you know comes to you and says, hey, what about this? You're in a calm space, a loving space to say, look, this is what I know. And this is what I think, but this is what I know. And you come from a place of inner knowing, a place of real inner strength, because you are totally connected to all that is. And that calmness, that quiet, resolute energy that you will have, they will pick up on it. They will cling to it. They will understand it. They will feel it. They will absorb it. And it will help them to go back to their families and say, look, here's what we think is happening. This is what we need to do. Everything will be okay. I mean, I'm just like you. I am having to do exactly these same things with people who don't know anything about this part of my life. There are people in my life who think aliens are ridiculous. They have no idea that I do this, that I talk, and that I'm an experiencer. They have none. And I don't even go there. Okay? But a lot of them are now talking to me about at least the political piece. And, you know, things that conversations that we had several years ago, they're like, you know, yo, dude, I got it. I see it now. It's going to be the same thing here with the ET piece, with the collapse of the religions. At least those parts of the religions that are completely fictitious. And they all have it. They all have it in them. They all have these built-in fictitious stories that were put in there for a result of control and manipulation. So that's all going to be exposed. That's all going to be dissolved. And what we want to do is we want to be able to give people hope and give them a hand and say, look, stand back up, get up off your knees. You need to empower yourself. You, the creator, the isness, God, Great Spirit, has given you everything you need. You just need to get really quiet and listen to your own inner voice, that inner guidance of yours, and you will get the answers to what you need. You have to empower yourself, because that's what leadership is. It's about the law of consistency. That's what it is. It's about creating a race of leaders, not followers. Who wants that crap? No one wants to be dependent on anybody else. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to drop that dependency on others, and we are going to become a place of a race of leaders. We have to try. We have to do the best that we can. And remember, only 4% of the people of the population of the United States who started the revolution, fought the revolution, won the revolution, came up with a constitution, a bill of rights, a declaration of independence, and changed the world forever. That was 249 years ago. Okay? It hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been perfect. But that 4% created a brand new domain of knowing that has changed humanity forever. Okay, now we need to keep that momentum in positive field. We can't regress into negative field. So if it's 4% of us, if it's 6%, if it's 8%, if it's 10%, 12%, we have to do the work. We have to continue to move this field closer and closer to positive field. And if we're already in positive field, which I believe we are, we have to keep that momentum going to go deeper and deeper into positive field. Because if we were not in positive field, the elite, the powers that be, the regressive aliens, wouldn't be so batshit crazy. And they are right now. They're all batshit crazy. Okay, they're losing it. So, you know, we have to keep up the work.
And so, keeping up the work. Whoops, I pressed the wrong button. So I've got four buttons to press, and I pressed like the left hand instead of the right hand, and I muted myself. Anyway, meanwhile, this is from Penny. How specifically do you meditate? Can you describe the process you use? How, when, how long? What do you feel when you accomplish? What do you feel you accomplish with meditation?
For me, I just go into a very, very quiet space. I could do it at home. I could do it in the car in a parking lot. I have done it here in the library. If you look over here, you can see a row of windows. They have couches and chairs. I will just sit there, and I will just stare out, and I will go into a zone. And it doesn't matter what's going on around me. I just go into a zone. And it's there that I get real quiet, and I just listen. I just listen. And sometimes I get information. Sometimes I'll hear M. Or sometimes I won't hear anything. But for me, it's all about listening. And the silence is good. The silence is really, really good. Because it's really important to be able to hear your own frequency. When you can hear your own frequency, then you know your frequency apart from others. And when you're in a large crowd of people and people get upset, if you're not clear about your own frequency, you will take on that energy and it will upset you. Well, I don't do that any longer. I've learned to do this because I know my own frequency. And what I do is, even if I'm in this room, I do the same thing. I get real quiet and I just listen. And I go into that zone and I just hold on to my frequency. And it's like being in the eye of a tornado. It's amazing. It really is amazing. That's what I do. I prefer nature. I prefer to be outside feeling the sun on my face or the breeze, or to listen to the wind blowing through the trees, or listen to the birds and the squirrels and the ducks. It's all good. It's all good. That's what really works for me.
Beautiful. And when we're with lots of people in the chat room, number one, loads of people said, Alex, you are an angel. And whether you're emanating some of that juice.
I can tell you.
The other thing is I came up with the angel wing repair station. It's a healing site, you know. And it is, you know, people are getting, I'm not kidding, you know, in a lot of my healing work, people are getting their wings back, literally, you know, they're experiencing that in these healing sessions, that I can feel something, oh, well, I've got my wings, you know, it's a very beautiful thing. So, right, here we go, from S. Olos, or Solos, are we still in connection with the Creator, or do we have to do something?
You're already doing it. You're already doing it. You're being. You're alive. You're experiencing. You are creating. You are sharing. You are discovering. You are exploring. You are doing everything that the Creator does as well. It's just you're doing it and this is an assumption on my part, what I'm about to say. You're doing it in this universe, this Vidya, okay, whatever it looks like. It could be a circle, it could be a box, I don't know what the actual shape of the universe is. And you're doing it here. You're doing it right now on third, fourth dimension. There's a part of you that is doing it on sixth dimension, seventh, eighth, possibly all the way up. I don't know exactly how many alternate realities you are living on or experiencing on different dimensions. But we are all multidimensional. And you are experiencing all of that, whether you are cognizant of it or not. You're already doing that work. Now, for you to even ask me that question, my suggestion would be for you to get more in tune and more in focus with your intention about what it is that you want. If you can do that, then you will reach a depth of knowing your own divinity that no one on this planet could ever teach you. It is a gift that you will be giving to yourself. But you have to do the work. No one can do that for you. You have to create the space to allow yourself to get into that place. That place where I go, where it's really quiet, where I go into the zone, where I can hear my own frequency. You have to do that for yourself. You can take all kinds of classes. You can do all of that. And some of those tools may help you. I don't know. But you have to want to do it. You have to reach for that place. You have to intend it with all your heart. And it'll happen. It'll happen. I have absolutely no doubt that it'll happen. But you got to go there. You got to go there. Okay? We are spiritual beings having a physical experience. I don't remember who said that, but it was brilliant. And that's what it is. And you need to remind yourself. We all need to remind ourselves of that. And that's what the angel did for me, that she reminded me that me, the soul, I was not hurt. I was not broken like that man that I was looking at in bed. Okay? That's who I believed myself to be. She brought me back to the place where she reminded me that that's an experience that is not a reality. Okay? That's an experience. That's not the reality. Okay, JP.
Right. Okay. So, following on from that that idea, Lauren, our favorite questioner, when manifesting your reality, is there a major difference between intending something to happen and believing you already have it, or is that just splitting hairs?
That's splitting hairs, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, you could mind fuck that to death if you wanted. You know.
You could overthink, and that's the problem, isn't it? Overthinking.
Exactly. Exactly. Feel as much as you think, or feel more than you think. Try that. And Lauren, I want to tell you that starting the next webinar and the one after, we're going to talk about the ACE culture. Okay? I haven't forgotten.
You know, no need to nag. You just don't need to remind us every 6 months. We'll get around to it. So, do you want to comment more on this? But I mean, it was kind of following on from the last question anyway, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, I don't want to overthink it either.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's this one will take us back into the moray, into the morass. From Ingrid, can Alex please comment on why the Pleiadians put all the emphasis that the human manipulation only lies at the feet of the Anunnaki? I've never heard them talk of the Orion group and that Nibiru, the planet of crossing, is Anu coming back to Earth. Is this in any way correct? Many thanks.
I don't know all of the Pleiadian information. You know, I'm not quite sure.
I'm presuming this is from Barbara Marciniak.
Oh, well, but Barbara's, well, she would be the one that would first come to mind. You know, I haven't talked to Babs in years and years and years, and I have not read her book. So I don't know. I can't comment on what her material is. You know, I just don't know. But there's been plenty of blame to go around. Now, one half of the Anunnaki family comes from the Orion star system. So, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around. But we need to stop blaming. We need to empower ourselves and let everybody know, all the powers that be, you know what? We're done with this. We're getting off this ride. We're building a whole new coach, a whole new reality, and that's where we're going. We're going to build something that benefits all of us, every single one of us, that is healthy, that is healed, and it is solid, okay? So to me, it doesn't matter at this point. It will be to understand the history, but the decisions we need to make right now, I don't know that any of that even matters now. But it will matter when it comes to the history to teach future generations not to make these mistakes or allow themselves to be lured into a trap like we have been without our knowledge. So I can't comment on Ms. Marciniak's information. Okay, because I don't know it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, this is another one. An interesting question from Solos is, how do we encourage our families and friends to see what we see? And judging by your personal family experience, like, you can't really tell them that you're really famous on in this circle. You know, like, you're just, like, world-loved and renowned and stuff.
I never go there. I don't have an answer for that.
It's a funny one, isn't it? It's most of the time you have to be broken, smashed against the wall, kicked into the corner, and then suddenly you start thinking and realizing.
Yes, you got to be put on the injured reserve list for quite some time, and then you come back.
Yeah.
And then you have more pieces to work with.
You know that film, They Live? There's this famous fight scene where it's just interminable, and the whole idea is that this is how much energy it takes to get somebody to wake up. So, anyway, from Lauren, did the Partaal build the Milky Way galaxy, and is it true that they drove Jupiter to its current location? Also, is Jupiter a sun on the 5th, and does that mean its frequency is higher than Earth's? So, Jupiter, Milky Way, drove Partaal.
There is... Lauren, I'd like to meet you one day.
She should do an interview with you, you know, just you and her.
One day. Or at least have a, how do you Brits say, a chin waggle? I have heard those rumors as well. And if the Patal are in fact the founders, then there would be some truth to that. That's what I know. And all of our stars pull their energy from a higher dimension. And on fifth density, those stars pull their energy from a higher dimension. It's all reciprocal. And that's where the interconnectedness of spirit and parallel realities exists. It begins and ends with our stars with light, conveniently enough. But that's all I can tell you at the moment is I have heard those rumors. And if the Patel are the founders, as has been suggested, then there would be some truth to that.
It's very interesting. I'm getting a few in the times between the webinars, I'm getting contacts from people, and I'm getting a couple of people who say that they're Patel. They recognize themselves as Patel.
There's a few of us here.
Yeah.
There's a few of us here.
And, I have to say that the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room is becoming quite a meeting place for, let's say, galactic friends and old friends. So if anybody wants to turn up and join in the fun, it's getting really interesting there.
JP, so, excellent plug.
where are we? Here we go. Yes. Deborah. Hi, Alex. Can you tell us more about the DNA meditations that seem to be coming through in Dreamtime or meditation? Much love and many thanks.
I've shared with you what I know. When your soul travels, whether it's fourth density or it's fifth density or whatever it is that you go, if you know your frequency and you're there and you're consciously aware that you're in this other place, you know you're in a much higher vibration than what you have here on Earth currently. So when you come back and you come back into your body and you awaken your body and you animate your body out of sleep, that frequency that you had there comes back with you. Now, if you can recognize it, you can choose to recreate it and extend it out longer here in third density than you normally would. But you have to be clear about what it is. And it will be different than your soul frequency. I hope this makes sense. If you're clear about your frequency, you will know what the other frequency is. You'll clearly recognize it. And you will be able to hold that frequency, to recreate that frequency, you know, inside of you, so that when you come back and animate and you wake up and you're here, third density, you can extend that frequency here for a longer period of time than maybe just a few hours or 24 hours, whatever it is. Everybody's a little different with that. Contactees, when they're with their mentors, when they come back, they have that same experience. In fact, many, and this has also happened with me as well, I will shut myself down in the house because my energy field is so wide open that I pick up everybody else's stuff. And the negative stuff that people are carrying around is can be pretty rough. It can definitely be pretty rough. So you want to separate yourself from that because you're on such a high, you're in such a positive field, you don't want that negative field. And after a while, it dissipates. You know, your frequency levels out to this existence. And in order to maintain that higher frequency, we're just going to have to lift the planet up to that higher frequency. That's just what we're going to have to do. And that's the work that's in front of us. You know, each one of us is a lightning rod. And each one of us is holding that frequency. So, and that's the point of the schooling, of the out-of-body dreams, and all the experiences that other people are having, is so that you know this now. You now know this frequency. Okay, none of this is an accident. You know this frequency so that when you come back down here, you know the difference between the two. And the whole point is that you can bring that frequency here. And even though it dissipates, it still changes the vibration on this planet because we are all symbiotic. We are all moving inside the same field of light. Okay? So even though it dissipates from you and your frequency levels out, the frequency of the light has been changed permanently. Okay, it is now lighter. And we all know that the frequency is shifting, it's changing. Now, it is one thing for plasma to do it, but it's another thing for spiritual consciousness to do it. Because one is pure energy, the other one is spiritual knowledge. And when you combine the two of those together, you truly empower the soul. Because, there used to be an old expression, those crazy Americans, so much power, and they have no idea what to do with it. Well, let's extend that out. These crazy earthlings, they have so much power, they don't know what to do with it. Well, that's the purpose for the mentoring, is to come back with that frequency, with that knowledge. And when you come back in and you wake, that energy, that frequency of what you just experienced and the knowledge is spread out and becomes part of the holograph of the consciousness of the human race. Okay? You're a lightning rod. We all are. It's happened. It just seems like it's really, really slow, or has been for years and years and years and years. Well, clearly things are picking up speed now. Things are beginning to snowball. Okay? And in order for this old stuff to go away, this old world, this old corruption, this negative field, in order for that to go away, it has to be replaced with a positive field. Otherwise, you create a vacuum. And nature abhors a vacuum. Remember that. Okay? So there are no vacuums. It's positive field. It's being replaced by positive field. And all of you are doing this work. You are so to be commended for this, for the work that you're doing. It's remarkable. You know?
I have a word, or a term, untriggerable empath, for the kind of state that we want to get to, is that we can feel and be sensitive and feel all our emotions, but that we're not knocked sideways every time somebody with a bad mood comes by us. But maybe that's just an ideal.
If you're very clear about what your frequency is, and you're strong with it, and you know it, then this other shit shouldn't bother you. It just won't.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But you got to get there. We all do. We all have to get there and strengthen that part of ourselves. You know. So, there you go.
This is from Tiffany. Now, Tiffany's got a few questions, but I mean,
we have time for one more. Oh, wow. One more question.
One more. All right. Oh, wow. Okay. So the best question. Sorry, Tiffany.
We're over already.
Yeah. Holographic. So here's one from Sonny. Is there a third dimension in the Pleiades? They're all talking about ninth dimensions, fifth dimensional. Are there third dimensional Pleiadians?
Yes, I understand that there is.
Okay. And do you feel ascension is dependent on being a vegetarian or a vegan?
No. No, I do not.
And do you know anything?
It helps, but no, it is not.
It's all about attitude to food, really, isn't it?
We are souls. Our soul exists without the body. It exists without a snack. It exists without hamburgers. It exists without fruit. It exists without a spinach salad. It exists no matter what. It lives on in because of light and because of intent. Let's keep it simple, okay? Let's just keep it really, really simple. That's who we are. That's what we are. That's what we'll always be. That is what is needed to ascend. Okay? Whether you take the body with you or not, that's who you really are. So, you know. Anything else?
Oh, about 50,000. But do you want to give any closing benedictions and remarks?
Benedictions. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Did we say untriggerable? But
yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your support. For those of you who couldn't get on because of ISP issues, you know, I hope you find something beneficial out of this. My survival depends on your support through these webinars and the donations that I get. Literally, this is it. And I am incredibly grateful and honored that you would share some of your attention and energy with me. I love you all, and I hope one day to be able to meet all of you. And to JP and to James, you guys are just awesome. None of this would have happened without your help and your support. You guys are the best. Thank you very, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you in a couple weeks.